This is your Classical Break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be listening to Beethoven's most well-known piano sonata, his 14th. It's one of his most immediately recognizable pieces for the moody first movement that spawned the name the Moonlight Sonata. Beethoven didn't give it that name. It was a poet and music critic who thought that the first movement reminded him of the moonlight reflected on a lake. Beethoven had been dead for 5 years by the time the name was coined, and so we don't know how he would have felt about it, but many historians and musicologists do not like the name at all. And it does feel much more somber than a romantic moonlit night looking out onto the water. People have likened it to a funeral march. And the next two movements get progressively more agitated. The final movement is a stormy whirlwind of notes, which gets us to two theories about what it all actually means. Now, as we've talked about before in Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony or Beethoven's Eroica, it can be very tricky to say definitively this piece means this. But there are some clues that give us a hint as to what or who Beethoven might have been thinking about. And I say whom because the first is the dedication to a woman named Giulietta Guicciardi. She was one of Beethoven's piano students from a noble family and apparently quite strikingly beautiful. She immediately caught Beethoven's eye, and he wrote to a friend about a, quote, sweet, enchanting girl who loves me and whom I love. He even said that he could see marrying her. But it wasn't that easy back then. There were a lot of other considerations that went into relationships and marriage. Beethoven also wrote, quote, she is not of my station, a realization that as a young, beautiful woman born into high society, she'd be expected to marry a nobleman, someone with the wealth and power that a composer and piano teacher could never dream of having. So perhaps this is a final love letter to Giulietta, lamenting the fact that they could never be together. But there are other clues in Beethoven's notes that suggest a different idea. He wrote down numerous references to Mozart's opera Don Giovanni, specifically the final scene in which the main character is dragged down into hell. It's a great opera and a very dramatic scene. And not only does Beethoven use the same key, C-sharp minor, the famous triplets that start out the sonata mirror the triplets that start the death scene. So maybe this is Beethoven pondering death, with the serenity of the first movement to the agitated storm of the final one representing different feelings towards the inevitable. But whatever the meaning, the sonata ramps up in intensity with that somber and evocative first movement giving way to a short light scherzo and then the tempestuous finale. Whether it's lost love or the specter of death or something else entirely, it's still the same wildly emotional Beethoven we know and love. Here's Gleb Ivanov in a recording made at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston with Beethoven's 14th piano sonata. It's such a huge change, isn't it, from the first movement to the last? And the way that Beethoven structured the sonata is very different from how a sonata is, quote, supposed to be structured, another departure from the norm that was becoming the norm for Beethoven. Thanks to the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston and Gleb Ivanov for putting that recording up on the web. You can check out more of their concert series podcast at their website, gardnermuseum.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we're starting a three-parter looking at Brahms' First Symphony. I'll see you then.